Welcome to the Happy Workplace Podcast. My name is John Ferris, and I'm passionate about leadership in the workplace and maximizing your potential. I'm not a millionaire, and I drive an old car. I've worked in many different jobs in both corporate and nonprofit companies, leading teams of paid and unpaid employees. I'm not yet 30, and I'm the production manager at an artisan food company whose product is popular all across Canada. I don't have all the answers, just my story and how I got here. No worries, no problem, and no sweat. Very rarely at work is anything none of the above. Even the most carefree people worry. They maybe just don't show it. There are so many things in this life to worry about, and work is no exception. Are we getting fired, skipped over for a promotion? Is my company secure? So many questions to ask. We'll always have things to worry about. We all have feelings of worry, but it's how we handle those feelings that distinguish us. I'm not asking you to bury your feelings. You should never do that because sooner or later they will come up or you will lose yourself. Blowing your lid all the time isn't an option either. We've all worked with those people who lose it at the slightest little thing. I've talked before about our capacity versus capability. We have the capability of running a marathon, but we don't have the capacity in our legs, lungs, and every other part of our bodies. At least I don't. So, how do we raise our capacity to not blow up and to not blow our lid? Or, how do we raise our lid? Let me tell you a story of two bosses that I've had. Each scenario starts with me damaging something at work. Not vandalism or anything like that, just irregular work accidents. Stuff that happens that you can't control, that if it wasn't you, it would have been someone else. Boss number one, I was working on my own when the tool in my hand slipped and I ended up making a mess and damaging something. I went to my boss and I told him what I did wrong, that I was really sorry, and how it happened. He said to me, be careful, and showed me where I made a mistake. He then helped me fix it and even had more work to do on it after I left and went home. Boss number two. I called my boss right away because he wasn't around. I called him and told him what I did wrong, that I was really sorry, and how it happened. He snapped and told me that wasn't okay, that I can't be doing that, and that I needed to be careful. After that day, he didn't let me do that job anymore. One boss made me feel valued, respected, and good about myself, even in the middle of a mistake. That's a good boss. Another boss made me feel belittled, embarrassed, and incapable. Let's make this personal, though. You can't have people around you scared of you. It just won't work. People will be afraid to approach you, afraid to tell you things, and it'll damage the relationship. Unless you're a mob boss, you can't have people scared of you. No worries isn't just about not exploding on people, though. It's about staying calm when everything else is going bad around you. I grew up watching Bond, James Bond. When everything is falling apart, blowing up, and out of control, most of the time he's playing poker, spending time with the ladies, or drinking a martini, shaken, not stirred. He's calm in the midst of chaos. Let me look at this another way. Hakuna Matata perfectly describes this. No worries. To quote Disney again, let it go. Okay, but let's bring this into the workplace. If you want to distinguish yourself, prove to people that you can handle the chaos by helping people. If you are on a plane that was going down, do you panic and stay in your seat and freeze up? Get the people around you all worked up, put on someone else's flotation device. Do you stand and calm everyone around you while not worrying about yourself? Or do you put on your own flotation device and then calm people around you while helping others with theirs? Think about this scenario at work. When something goes wrong, what do? Do you make the situation worse by your actions and behaviors? Or do you make the situation better? Next time all hell breaks loose at work, watch for Nick Panic to show up. Yes, Nick Panic. If you've ever been told to relax, you know this does not help. I'm not telling you to relax and stay calm all the time. I'm telling you to stay in control. If you struggle with anger, you need a punching bag at home or at work. Seriously, this is a great way to let out some anger. If you struggle with anxiety, you need a safe place and a way to manage this. A chair, a corner, the bathroom, a sweater, or a friend. We all have stuff that we have to deal with, but not having a plan or a system will prove fatal. So don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. But even if it isn't, how can you instill confidence instead of doubt with the people around you? This is what's going to distinguish you from everybody else. When people are yelling panic, you want to yell, it's okay. When people have doubt, you want to instill faith. When people are running around, going crazy, you want to be sitting there, calm, encouraging, reassuring, and putting back into them confidence that they can rely on you. Believe it or not, this is actually the end of season one. And season two is all about the boss. How can you lead a team? How can you move up? And how can you treat people well? I don't know when this season will start, as I'd like to take a little break, but I feel like it'll probably be in the next 2 weeks to month. It's got the same amount of episodes, 6 episodes planned for it, and I've got a whole bunch of ideas lined up for this. Fumbling my words. I don't know when season two will start, but I do know that there will be a season two. After finishing season one, I'd like to take a week or two to just pause and actually work on the content for season two to make sure that I can actually provide good content. I don't want to just do this for the sake of doing it. Season two is going to be all about the boss. It's going to be about how you lead a team, how you manage people, how you move up within a company, and how to treat people well. Beyond that, I've got a whole lot of ideas that I'd love to share, but who knows where this will go. I said at the very beginning that I'd love to be getting 10 plays at the end of season one, and I'm happy to say that I'm pretty close to that. So depending on how this goes, depending on how I'm feeling, I'd love to do stuff like how to do an interview. In the last 2 months, I've probably interviewed about 40 people, and man, some of the mistakes that people make, I'd love to share with you. I'd also just like to talk about some of the common mistakes that people make in their first week at a job. Some of the things where, as a trainer, you see and you go, uh-oh, we've got a big problem. Some simple mistakes, but some things that if we can avoid, would have a huge impact. Thanks for listening to my rant. If you've enjoyed this, please let me know. I'd love for this to make an impact. So if you've found this beneficial, please reach out, give me a comment, and I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please tune in for season two, coming soon. As always, I will leave you with a quote. This is actually an English proverb. Worrying is like sitting in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this and think it would be helpful for someone you know, please share it. Like and follow the page Happy Workplace on Facebook and Instagram.